But well known as these sets of 48 and of 10 are, perhaps the most famous set of Bodhisattva's vows is the set of what is known as the 10 Great Vows. And these 10 Great Vows of the Bodhisattva are recited daily throughout the Far East. In China, at least they used to be recited in China, one doesn't quite know now, Japan, Korea, Mongolia, Tibet, Vietnam, and so on. And these 10 Great Vows, there are different versions, are usually given as follows. 1. May I deliver all beings from difficulties. 2. May I eradicate all passions. 3. May I master all dharmas. 4. May I lead all beings to Buddhahood. Now let us try to understand some at least of the implications of these vows. But before we do that, just a comment. I've observed that these four great vows are recited daily throughout the Far East, which suggests that every bodhisattva or would-be bodhisattva takes or makes the same four vows. But it isn't quite like that. These four great vows obviously suit, comprehend the spiritual aspirations of many people. But one is not necessarily obliged to adopt this particular set or any other set, even though found in the scriptures. Any individual bodhisattva, the scriptures make this quite clear, is free to formulate his own set of vows, if he or she so wishes, in accordance with his or her own particular aspirations, within, of course, the general framework of the bodhisattva ideal itself. The main consideration is that the vows should be universal in scope. This is the common characteristic of all these vows. They don't have reference to mean or petty or immediate objectives, but to something ultimate, something remote, something all-comprehensive, something universal. So now for the four great vows themselves. 1. May I deliver all beings from difficulties. Now the Bodhisattva starts at the beginning, you notice. Here, by difficulties, is meant worldly difficulties. It's as though whoever framed or compiled these vows said to the would-be bodhisattva, forget for the moment about helping people spiritually. That's very difficult indeed. It's very difficult indeed to help other people spiritually, even if one is qualified to give spiritual help, as occasionally is the case. Many people indeed do ask for spiritual help, but even when someone is qualified to give it, very few people are able really to receive the spiritual help or the spiritual advice and act upon it. So therefore the Bodhisattva begins, as it were, in a small way, because everybody can give, to some extent, material, tangible help and assistance to other people. And therefore it is said under the heading of this particular vow that the Bodhisattva, or the would-be Bodhisattva, should be sympathetic and helpful in the affairs of everyday life. The Bodhisattva should do, upon all occasions, whatever he or she can do to help. Should be friendly, cooperative, helpful, and so on. There's no need to go into details, because I think everybody understands the sort of thing, the sort of attitude that is meant here. The only thing I want to add to this is that when the Bodhisattva's vow speaks of helping all beings, or delivering all beings from difficulties, it's understood that beings includes not just human beings, but even animals as well.